You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio. Giving you his authentic and bold opinions. Bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Walls, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. Again, you can call in, you can text in and chime in on today's conversation by going to 833-212-1017. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. It is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z honing it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, let me just be vulnerable for a second. Be very vulnerable. My baby been out of town since Saturday. So she been gone since Saturday. I've been fending for myself. And let me just tell y'all something. The streets is dead. I have no interest in being alone no more. I can't stand her being gone. I can't stand it. The house is quiet. Ain't nobody there. The food don't taste as good. I'm sick of her being gone. I need her to come back. I'm dependent. I ain't going to survive without her. That's what I've come to the conclusion. I said, damn, Saturday, it's a long time. She went to her little bachelorette party a couple weeks ago. I was gone for a while. I could deal with that, but she's been gone all week. I'm like, my goodness, dude. Bed is cold. I'm eating chips for lunch today. I'm struggling, okay? I am struggling, so I don't know about y'all, but some of y'all act like I don't need a woman. Not me. Not me. I need a woman. I am not above that. Did I ever talk about the story when I went out 2 weeks ago? Did I talk about that? Oh my gosh. I went out to Brady Street. First and foremost, I went up to Brady Street. I went somewhere else. But Brady Street was the entertainment. That was crazy. So I went out to Brady Street here in downtown Milwaukee. And I don't go out no more. I don't. My going out is going home, pouring me up a glass of something, and sitting on the couch and chilling and talking to my lady. Like, that is my going out. That's my fun. Like, Club Wallace is cracking. I love it. We'll play music sometimes. We be turning up, dancing with my little speaker in there. We having a good time. I love it. But my boy had his birthday a couple weeks ago. He was like, he's my age. But he still liked being in the streets. I ain't been in the streets in over a half decade at this point. And so I ain't been out in a while. So I go out. That's probably how I got sick in the first place, being out in the wild again. I go out, and it's so different going out when you have no intentions to hit on nobody and trying to, you know, you just out kicking it. Like, I'm out kicking it, just looking at all these people. And let me tell you, I feel so bad for DJ Brother Z and the rest of Gen Z because the streets is trash.
Don't put this evil on me.
No, the streets is trash.
But that has nothing to do with me.
Well, I'm just saying, I feel bad.
For what?
If I was still out there now, the streets is just trash.
Why would I be looking for something in the streets, Kyle?
That's what I used to do. When I used to go to Water Street, and I used to go to Brady Street, I wasn't out there just to have a good time and kick it. No, I was looking for woes. Let's just talk about woes. That's what I was looking for. The energy I used to get just from, you know, hey, how y'all doing? What y'all talking about over here? Like, I used to love just the conversation of women. I did. Now it's just too much energy. I went out to Brady Street. I didn't know Joe Cats. You heard of Joe Cats? Joe Cats is a bar on Brady Street. I used to go there when I was like 19 years old. And when I used to go there, it was only one floor. I go there fast forward probably like, you know, a decade later. They got a whole second floor. Bro, I went there 2 weeks ago. I went upstairs. They got a whole new floor. I said, what is this? But it was trash out. It really was. So moral of the story is find you a wife or find you a woman you can lay up with, because these streets is trash out here. So I hope Brother Z listening, because he's getting older. I'm telling you, you better find you some. X, you got a woman. Or man, I don't know. I don't, you know, you got a partner.
You got many women.
Oh, wow.
He said, pick a day of the week.
How is it? Because I know your age. How is it having many women at this age? Do you not feel like at a certain point it's like, I just, you don't want to settle down?
Oh, it would be nice to settle down, but, you know, you just can't settle for anything.
I mean, I'm just saying, because I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. Before I got with my baby, I was playing the streets, and the streets is cool. Like, I enjoy kicking it, you know, with one chick and then kicking another one. But I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't do conflict. I can do conflict, but I choose not to because I don't. If you say too much to me, then I'm gonna be not disrespectful, but I don't mind telling you about yourself. And so I used to try to avoid stuff. So I never forget when I was talking to this one girl. And I was talking to this one girl, and I knew there's other women who I may run into. And so I remember it was there was a bar called Truth Lounge on Water Street. And I knew my ex, you know, she might frequent Truth Lounge. And this new chick I was talking to, I was with her, and I remember walking down the street. And I said, let's cross the street. So we crossed the street and walked on the other side. And she said, why did we just cross the street? I said, I just want to walk on the other side. She said, do you not want to see somebody or something like that? I was like, nah, I just want to be on the other side. Yeah, caught me. I did. I didn't want to walk past there just in case. I didn't want that drama. And I remember one time I was walking with one lady, and a girl I used to talk to, she walked past with her group of friends. I'm walking another one. Crap. I was like, She said, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm good. How are you doing? We good. And all her friends started laughing and stuff. And I knew the girl who I was with, like, that was awkward. I was like, let's keep going. I didn't like doing that no more. It's too stressful. The streets is too stressful. So I am so happy. I don't know how you do it. At your age, X, I don't know how you're doing that at your age. I don't know how you're doing that at your age. That seems stressful.
It seems like you're meeting all the girls in the same place. You're supposed to spread them out.
Joe, listen, I'm born and raised in the city of Milwaukee, and all these women is either the city of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County. But I had my good times, though. I did. I definitely had my good times. I remember one time. So here's my last story before I get into the show. If my baby listens, she might get mad at this one. So there was I used to take women to different places. There's only so many places you go to Milwaukee, and there's this couple bars in downtown Milwaukee that this black dude owned and run. And so from the span of probably like 2015 to about probably span of four years, he would see me with different women out, and I would see him all the time. I just like, bro, don't just keep it moving. If you see me with somebody different, it is what it is. I'm living my best life. But it was just funny because he would serve us, and he would just be serving me with a new woman. It was just funny, but I'm not for the streets anymore. I'm a one-man woman, and I'm proud to be. I feel bad for y'all. But with that being said, Truth Nation, this is going to be a longer segment, but off the top, I want to talk about commutations.
Y'all know what time it is. It's time for Off the Top on Truth to Power. Kyle, let Truth Nation know what you got to get off your chest today.
Truth Nation, big shocker here. Kyle Wallace is a big believer in discipline. Yeah, y'all know if y'all listen to the show, you know I'm definitely a big believer in discipline. And yes, I do believe in if you do the crime, you should do the time. Like, I'm a firm believer in that. I believe that people make certain mistakes, and when you make certain mistakes, there are repercussions for those mistakes. That's just what life is. I believe people should be held accountable for their negative actions. I think that's simple. That's why I try to live my life. I'm far from perfect, but I try to avoid anything that could get me in trouble because I know I don't want to do the time. I know I don't want to deal with the guilt. I don't want to deal with the ramifications or the fallouts of any of my actions. So that's why I try to do the best I can and live my life the right way. But I also, Truth Nation, I am an advocate of repair, and I believe that repair is something that, and rehabilitation is something that we should be pursuing, and it's something that is better than just punishment. And one thing I have to say is our American prison system, it needs reform. And I don't think this is up for debate. I think it's clear to everybody that this American system that we have for prison and judicial system, it needs reform. I do believe that is an actual fact. So when I hear stories about Governor Tony Evers signing two executive orders that will address the prison reform, I believe that should be applauded. I think we all should be very excited about the opportunity for prison reform here in America, regardless of whether or not you believe in tough punishment. I do believe prison reform is something that should be looked at, especially when you statistically look at some of the sentencing based off your race and not based off the crime is an issue that we face here in America. Now, the executive order Tony Evers put in place focuses on commuting prison sentences. Commuting a prison sentence means reducing its severity, leading to less years behind bars. And here in the state of Wisconsin, based off the executive order that he signed, there are certain criteria that people have to meet. Now, that criteria people have to meet is they have to have served at least half of their sentence or at least 20 years of a life sentence. They must also have a record of rehabilitation and good behavior during their time in prison. So again, there are guidelines that have to be followed in order to get your sentence commuted. Anyone convicted of a crime such as sexual assault, physical abuse of a child, or sexual exploitation of a child, incest or trafficking of a child, is not eligible for commutation. So again, I think that is something that is good. I think that's a positive conversation. I think that's something that America and we here in Wisconsin should be applauding. And Truth Nation, I feel like it is common sense. We talk about the justice system. The first word you hear when I say is justice. When you talk about the justice system, and I think that's the most just thing that we can do. And what is good for America is to treat someone like a human and not like a subhuman. And a lot of times when we think of these people who are imprisoned, is that we think of them as subhuman, that they don't have these rights and that they're not a real person. But we have to understand eventually most of these prisoners who are locked up will have to be reintegrated into society. Like, that is what the truth is. Like, these people, everybody don't have a life sentence. People have 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. If they're living and breathing when they're done doing their sentence, they need to be reintegrated back into society. And we should always want to help people rebuild their lives. The people who make mistakes when they're in their teens and make mistakes in their 20s are not the same people in their 30s and their 40s. And it's not even about people making mistakes. I am not the same young man at 18 and what I was at 28. I am not the same man at 28 that I am here at 35. I'm not. I'm more mature. I have grown quite a bit. Oh, I'm looking. Somebody said, I'm going to get to that. But again, I think people change and people develop. See, we here in Milwaukee, we have seen numerous examples of individuals who were incarcerated and got out and became better men. And for people to push back against what Governor Tony Evers is doing without actually looking at the great stories of individuals that bettered their lives after being let out of prison, after serving their time, I think that's positive. And when I think about people like Ed Hennings, who has been interviewed on this station before, he's told his story on the station. He talked about his journey. He spent 20 years in prison for murder and was released in 2016. Since his release, he has been a positive contributing member to our society. He owns 3 businesses and does motivational speaking and workshops. Like, that is a shining light. There are many people like Ed Hennings. In addition to that, I think about people like Shannon Ross, who at 19 was arrested and served 17 years in prison. But while in prison, he earned a bachelor's degree and designed a mental health program for those inside the prison. Now, he started something called the Community once he got out, which works to foster personal development and post-release preparation for incarcerated people, primarily here in Wisconsin. So I think about the fact that there are so many good people who right now are behind bars because of a mistake they made when they were young. And some of them people gonna have to serve out their full terms, and it is what it is. But there's some people who are in jail or in prison who have been doing good, and I think they deserve an opportunity to get out if it is approved and they meet the criteria, because just because they made a mistake at a young age, it doesn't mean they're going to be a terrible human being the rest of their life. And when I think about people like Ed Hennings and I think about people like Shannon Ross, I say, yes, those people made terrible, terrible mistakes. But I do believe that when people make mistakes, they do have an opportunity to right a wrong. We need to stop acting like these prisoners are not human beings. They're not people, because they are. They made mistakes, and sometimes while in prison, they changed their lives. And they can get back to society, and they can be productive members of society. And I just gave you two examples of two people. People who learn from their flaws in prison should have an opportunity not to rot in jail. Now, unfortunately, we do have detractors, and that is what it is, because you're going to have people all on the spectrum with this. And that's okay, because everybody has the right to disagree. Everybody has the right to feel the way that they feel. But thank goodness I have a platform to really talk about the fact that I am a proponent of these commutations. And detractors like State Senator Van Wangard, he says things like people who break the law should serve out the sentence decided in court for them. And he went on to say, how much opportunity do we want to give these individuals to go out and repeat the offense? I think it takes away from the whole process of our judicial system. And what I hate about that statement is he's so focused on repeat offense, when it looks like the governor is putting a system in place to try to ensure that only the right people who have earned it and deserve it will have an opportunity to get their sentence commuted. And what's crazy to me is I not only do I wholeheartedly disagree, is I don't understand how so many people can be so religious. How can people be a religious individual and not even think about forgiveness? Like, legitimately, that is what the Lord talks about, is forgiveness. Jesus died for our sins. Forgiveness. That's what it's about. We are called to forgive because we have been forgiven for our sins. So I think it's crazy for me to hear so many people, starting with Scott Walker, who claims to be religious, to be so adamantly against something that the Bible believes that we should be. How are you higher than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? How are you better than them? If he can forgive, why can't we? Especially when he's forgiving for our sins. So that's why I just don't understand how people can be so religious, but then when it comes to things and stances like this, they don't apply that same religious belief. So I'm, for one, am proud of Tony Evers for doing this, and I hope that those who are released truly go on to do the right thing and truly go on to do great things, because this should not be an easy process. It should not be a quick process, and everybody should not get the opportunity to be part of this process. This should be for the very select few who have met all the criteria and have shown that they indeed are rehabilitated and ready to make society better. That's what this should be about. But 833-212-1017, should Tony Evers allow for commuting sentences? Should prisoners who meet strict criteria be let out of prison early? 833-212-1017. Or let me know if you think that this is a bad idea and you're potentially putting the community at risk. Again, you can call in or text in at 833-212-1017. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. We can give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. And you know what's really crazy about this is that I had no intentions. When I came to work Monday and I start trying to plan out my week and I think about, oh, I'm going to talk about this day or that day, this wasn't part of my plan. But I always believe in vibrations. And again, I'm a religious person, not super religious, because as y'all know, I don't beat nobody over the head with a Bible, because I don't even beat myself over the head with a Bible. But I am religious and I am a believer. And I really believe in the fact that I get put in places for a reason. I trust that the Lord has a plan for me, and I just follow that plan and just go with the flow with things. But I work hard to have things presented to me. And I think what's so interesting is I had two interactions this week with two really, really good people who have served time in prison. And so I just think it's crazy that I'm having this conversation today, because, you know, I think the Lord decided that he wanted me to be able to have these interactions to be able to talk about this today. And I spoke with a gentleman named Stacy Smitter at the Milwaukee Public Schools Foundation scholarship event that I was doing the MCing at. And me and Stacy talked about his past, and he mentioned how he was locked up as a teen and he served time. And he talked about his journey and how the things he's doing now and how he's making an impact. This man who was locked up as a teen was not just at this MPS scholarship event just to be there. No, he was at this MPS scholarship event because he had an opportunity to review the scholarships. That's what rehabilitation looks like. That's what a good human being looks like, is that even though he was locked up, he didn't allow for all that to keep him from going on to being great in his life when he had the opportunity to be free. He was asked by Milwaukee Public Schools Foundation to read scholarship applications for 48 different students. It might have been 49. Different students that got scholarships. In addition to that, he's now a real estate broker. He's an adjunct instructor at MATC, and he's working on his PhD. He's working hard in the community, and he was super dope. And I remember this conversation I was having with Stacey's. I literally got chills, and I got that feeling through my body when he was telling me about his story, because I just got so proud to hear his story. Y'all don't understand. I love hearing success stories of anybody. But when I hear black men and black women talk about their perseverance, when I hear people talking about their growth, talking about not allowing one situation in their life to keep them from being the best person they could be. And I love that. It's a beautiful thing. So I literally got chills and I got a feeling when he was telling me that story, because it was so beautiful for him to not allow for something that happened in his past to interfere for the greatness that he had in his future. So that to me is the greatness of when you give people an opportunity. And then another thing is, I was talking to my guy. My guy got locked up for, I think, 6 years back in, a little bit ago now. And I got an opportunity this week, and we talk off and on. But this week, we've texted and we talked multiple times this week. And I just think about how proud I am from the man he was before he got locked up. Because I grew up with him. So I knew the man he was before he got locked up. He was reckless. We called him Wreck. He was reckless. He had a reckless mindset sometimes. He was a good dude. But he was reckless. Got locked up. And now seeing him being out now, because he was in for, 5.5-6 years, and now he's been out 5.5-6 years at this point. And to see what he's been able to do, build his family, the careers that he's doing, like, it's awesome to me. And to think that there are people like my guy, and there's people like Stacey, who are right now in prison, who are probably ready to come to society and make a hell of an impact, like an Ed Hennings or a Shannon Ross. But because of the fact that some people don't believe in second chances or an opportunity to come out and better our society, they're going to keep them in prison. I just don't agree with that. So again, I understand that people make mistakes. Mistakes have consequences. I understand and I believe that. But there are so many people who are worth giving a second chance to make our community, make our state, make our city, make our country, make our world, make our society a better place. I believe there are a lot of people that are worth it. So that's why I, again, applaud Tony Evers for being willing to commute sentences of individuals who have earned it, who will go through a rigorous process and go through the criteria in order to have their sentence commuted. So shout out to Tony Evers. 833-212-1017 if you have any thoughts on this. Sonny B said on the talking text line, I can't wait till December to file for my pardon. I love that. I love that. Again, I absolutely love the fact that Tony Evers once again is doing pardons as well. That's something that Scott Walker wasn't doing either. So, again, shout out to Tony Evers for doing this, and shout out to people who are rehabilitating themselves. But this has been Truth to Power here with Kyle Walls on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. You can call in, text in with your thoughts on this conversation. But when we come back on the other side, I'll take your calls, I'll take your texts, I'll read your comments on YouTube, 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. But then also, I told you, I'm going to talk about those food trucks and how the politicians in Milwaukee are anti-small business. I'll explain next.
It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
The Memorial Day sale is going on right now at Steinhoffel's, and honestly, it's the perfect time to get your home ready for the summer. Save up to 30% store-wide, plus get amazing deals like beauty sleep mattresses for just $399. Plus, they're offering Steinhoffel's 18-month 0% financing, so your dream space is well within reach. Head into Steinhoffel's or shop anytime at steinhoffels.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale at Steinhoffel's, Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We are live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Quick correction. Shout out to Big Brother Cool. Oh, crap. I done turned. Big Brother Cool Breeze. I done turned off the screen here. He said I said I'm a one-man woman when I'm supposed to say I'm a one-woman man. I'm a one woman man. So thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah, I'm a one man woman. It's one woman man, not one man woman. Can't have you out here looking bad, bro. I appreciate you. I am a one woman man. I am what it is. I'm good in my sexuality. I ain't got no issues with that. You know, it is what it is. But 833-212-1017, before the break, I was talking about the fact that Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order to now he will be willing to commute sentences of current folks incarcerated in prison. There are certain criteria they have to meet to have their sentences commuted, and I applauded that because I think that is a good thing. I am one who believes in the fact that if you do the crime, you should do the time. But if you are in prison and you rehabilitate yourself and you're ready to be released because you are better for our society out than in, then I'm all for it. Now, again, I don't believe everybody should be able to get their sentence commuted, and neither does Tony Evers. But I do believe that this is a good thing for the state of Wisconsin. But 833-212-1017, Al, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
If you really want to give a second chance, if they have been on good behavior, they should be pardoned and expunged, which means that felony should come off their record, because you can't tell them be an asset to society, and then when they try to go get a job, it comes up they're a felon, because most jobs are not going to look at what happened. They're going to see that F and say no. So not only pardon, but also expunge, and then you're talking about true rehabilitation depending on the case. And then you can talk about people being an asset to society.
Thank you, Al.
Have a great day.
You have a great one. You get well, Al. I need you to catch up to me. I'm back. I mean, I still got a little cough, but I'm back. But Truth Nation, again, I appreciate you guys engaging in the conversation. Again, make sure you watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. We can give us a like. You can give us a share. You can give us a subscribe. And Truth Nation, I said it before, our Milwaukee politicians, specifically our alder folks and our mayor, they are destroying small businesses. That is what they're doing. They are destroying small businesses. Our leaders in Milwaukee make a lot of great decisions, but also they make a lot of bad decisions. And the food truck ordinance, which was passed and signed last week in Milwaukee, it was awful. To me, it was terrible and it was lazy. Very lazy decision by our older people in Milwaukee, and the mayor should have never signed it. See, the city of Milwaukee and a lot of its leaders prove once again that they do not truly value small businesses, and they do not value the people of Milwaukee. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to hear the Fox 6 Milwaukee story about this food truck ordinance that is now in place, or excuse me, going to be in place here in downtown Milwaukee.
A sign of progress just a week before a new rule will force them to close by 10 p.m. every night.
The city says it's for safety. The operators say they're losing out on their busiest time. Abril Preciado joins us live down at Water Street. Abril, the owners tell you they just met with the mayor's staff.
That's right, you guys. You know, we're just about an hour away from what food truck owners tell me is their prime time, but we're already seeing a crowd of people coming out here to grab a bite of rice.
The video is buffering. That's okay. It's all good. Don't worry about it. I can talk about it. So basically, they have the food truck ordinance where food trucks can no longer be on the street after 10 p.m. That's basically what they're doing. They're banning food trucks after 10 p.m. And for me, I just don't believe that that is something that we need to be doing. Now, the reason why they're banning these food trucks on Water Street is because they believe that they're contributing to the chaos that we see in downtown Milwaukee. They believe that's part of some of the problems that we see in downtown Milwaukee. So in order to curb some of the violence, in order to curb some of the people just loitering out there, they decided that they should stop allowing for food trucks to be able to operate after 10 p.m. in downtown Milwaukee. Now at 833-212-1017, do you agree with the city banning these food trucks on Water Street and in downtown Milwaukee? Do you believe these food trucks are really the source and the reason for all the violence and the mischief and all the things happening in downtown Milwaukee? Again, 833-212-1017. When I look at this and I hear this, and I hear that they're banning food trucks, small businesses at that, from being able to operate after 10 p.m., it once again shows that our elected officials are again ignoring the real problem and putting the blame in places that are not the real source of the issue. This ordinance is anti-business. It's as anti-business as it gets to tell somebody you need to close your doors at 10 p.m. Democrats in this city do not do a very good job of shaking the label that they love being pro-tax and they love being anti-small business. As somebody who votes blue quite a bit, like, come on. How do you do this to our small businesses? And I'm not blind and I'm not an idiot. I fully understand that there are safety issues and there are concerns in downtown Milwaukee which must be addressed. They have to. So I like the fact that our leaders and our elected politicians are having conversations and thinking about potential solutions. That is beautiful. That is great. Like, I applaud that you're having the conversation. But telling food trucks, which are small businesses, that they are part of the problem is the wrong thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do. Cutting their profit is anti-business. Cutting their profit is anti-Milwaukee. Cutting their profit is anti-hardworking people in our community. Our elected officials and Mayor Cavalier Johnson literally just took money out of the pockets of people in our city. And they're making their lives worse. The policy is causing the same economic pain that we cry and complain that the Trump administration is causing us, which they are. One thing about me is that I'm not just going to sit here and yell and scream about Trump hurting average Americans and then sit here and turn a blind eye when the party that I support does the same thing. Because to me, it is not about the party. It is about the people. And the people who have these small businesses and these food trucks, they deserve better. They should not be the scapegoat. And that is exactly what that new ordinance does. It prohibits food trucks from operating in downtown past 10 p.m. Their goal is to cut down on loitering and crime on the weekends in downtown Milwaukee and in the Bar District, specifically along Water Street, where we have seen a lot of violence and reckless behavior in the past couple of years. But again, my issue is that who did our elected officials talk to about this? The people that represent us, do they really think that this is what we wanted? Like, yes, we want to curb the violence. We encourage that conversation. But do they really believe that this is the solution that everybody wanted?
They said they talked to a couple police officers that gave them this conclusion.
Yes, a couple police officers who may not even live in the city of Milwaukee. Did they talk to their constituents? Did they talk to the food truck owners? Who did they discuss this with before making the decision? These folks could have shared ideas and discuss how we can relieve some of the issues. But telling these food trucks to stop having business by 10 p.m. is absolutely ridiculous. And since we're making up stupid ideas, I'll throw some stupid ideas out there. Why not? Why not just do this? Just close all the bars by 10 p.m. Just close them up. Why not? Just close them. If you have an issues with downtown Milwaukee, if you want to blame the food trucks, let me tell you, the food trucks ain't the reason why people going downtown to shake ass. I know that for a fact. I told you, I don't go downtown that much, but I went a couple weeks ago, and they still be shaking. Not the best. But they don't go down there to eat food. They go down there to have a good time. That's what it's for. They're going down there to go to the bar. So if you really want to be real and you really want to stop the problem, don't blame the food trucks for people's behavior. Blame the people or say, you know what, bars, we're going to shut y'all down. There must be something done to effectively curb the violence. But let me tell y'all this right now. If y'all think removing the food trucks is going to stop folks from shooting up downtown Milwaukee, if y'all think removing the food trucks going to get people from stop from loitering downtown Milwaukee, they got another dang thing coming. And I know they were considering other rules that they wanted to implement, and I applaud that. But damn, starting with the food trucks was wrong, and y'all know that's wrong. A flat-out bad idea, but 833-212-1017. Is Milwaukee getting it right by banning these food trucks in downtown Milwaukee after 10 p.m.? 833-212-1017. Do y'all think this will actually stop crime in downtown Milwaukee? Because, again, Truth Nation, I talk about it all the time. We need to get serious about what is happening in our city. I talked to y'all about the Walgreens closing and people pointing fingers at Walgreens. But again, my perspective is so different, where I really think that we gotta look inside as a community and try to figure out how we can stop some of this stuff. But sitting there saying, yeah, that taco truck down there, or yeah, Fatty Patty, that they're the problem. No, that's not really getting to the root of the issue. but 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line. I do want to hear from you. Is Milwaukee getting it right by banning food trucks in downtown Milwaukee after 10 p.m.? Will this actually alleviate some of the dangerous things and actions and things that people are doing in downtown Milwaukee? 833-212-1017. I want your calls. I want your texts. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But do y'all believe that the food trucks are the issue in downtown Milwaukee?
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
One call, that's all Gruber Law Office. No, I ain't gonna do that. I'm not a rapper. One call, that's all with Gruber Law Office. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, y'all know what to do. Make one call, that's all to Gruber, and they will take care of you. I remember somebody sideswiped my car and somebody hit the back of my car. What did I do? I said, I'm calling Gruber. I ain't dealing with all this. I'm calling Gruber. I made one call, that's all. And guess what? What'd they do, Zach?
They took care of your case.
They took care of my case. And the thing is that my back was hurt, and they made sure that I got the physical therapy that I needed. Don't go back and forth to the insurance companies. Get with a law firm that will protect you and stand up for you. Make one call, that's all, to Gruber Law Offices. Remember, you'd pay not a single penny until they win your case. Give them a call today at 414-276-6666. That's one call, that's all, at 414-276-6666. Or visit them at gruber-law.com. It's one call, that's all, where Gruber Law Offices. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Oh, Dawson hung up. Oh, well. Call back if you want to. But we're having a conversation today talking about the food trucks here in downtown Milwaukee. There's a new food truck ordinance in downtown Milwaukee that basically bans food trucks from operating after 10 p.m. Now, the reason that they deemed it necessary to do this here in the city of Milwaukee is because of all the violence that we have seen in downtown Milwaukee. Now, again, I think that there needs to be a conversation about curbing the violence in downtown Milwaukee, because I do know that it is an issue. But I think starting with the food trucks is putting the blame in the wrong space. And I hate the fact that our elected politicians are passing the blame of violence on Water Street to these food trucks, to these small business owners. It's not fair. And I think it's lazy and it's detrimental to the hardworking folks in our city, in our community. It's not fair. And I really think that we got to get real about how do we get real solutions. And as somebody said here on the Truth Talking text line, as somebody said on YouTube, you can join the conversation on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. We can give us a like and you can give us a share. As Curly Q said, it dang sure ain't the food trucks that are the problem. They're the lowest hanging fruit. And I agree. It's the first thing. But I think if you really want to get to the root of the issue, you have to do something more extensive, and you have to definitely start blocking off streets. The food trucks are not the problem. The people are the problem. And unless you don't allow for people to go to Brothers or go to McGillicuddy or go to the Harp or go to Duke's on Water, unless you say you can't go out here, then you're still going to have a problem.
But it's mainly people that can't even get into the bars. They have to enforce enforce that you can't loiter down there.
Exactly. And more importantly, though, like I sent an email a while ago to my alderman, and I sent an email and talking about some ideas that they had. And I think they listened, and I'm not going to say, oh, they took my ideas. No, we might have all had the same ideas. And I talked about it on the show last summer when we had the issues that there needs to be a barrier that's put up in downtown Milwaukee, like we had, not the same that we had during the RNC, but there needs to be some type of barrier. And I heard Bob Bauman, the alderman in downtown Milwaukee, who is so wrong in trying to push this ordinance and making small businesses in this time suffer. But I do believe you have to be very strategic in your approach, and having some type of security fences is the way to go. I definitely think that's the way to go. But 833-212-1017. I'll read some of your texts in your chat. But Lois has some questions about pardons here. You are on Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. What is your thoughts today on this conversation, Lois, in Milwaukee?
Hi. I was very happy to hear you talking about this. For over 20 years, maybe 15 to 20 years, I personally picked up inmates from the various halfway houses and drove them to churches, drove them to different activities that they were that were, you know, eligible for. And a lot of these prisoners who had long terms for murder and other, you know, other crimes are now serving the Lord. Some are pastors and preachers in church today. And I'd like to thank God that he allowed me to participate in that. And we need to give them a big hand.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Lois. I agree. Thank you so much. I appreciate your thoughts and your comments on that. Yeah, that was her talking about the commutations that that Tony Evers is now going to allow for people to have their sentences commuted if they meet certain criteria. We talked about that earlier. You can always go back and listen to Truth to Power here on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube, or you can download the 101.7 The Truth app where you can listen to Truth to Power. But again, as I continue to talk about these food trucks in downtown Milwaukee and the fact that I think it is just a very, very bad step that was taken by our leaders with banning food trucks in downtown Milwaukee as one of the steps they're going to take, I just don't think that's right. I think it's too detrimental to our businesses. And again, if they really wanted to stop the crime, you can't just start with that. You got to think about maybe shutting down them businesses if y'all want to take the easy route. But again, you think about, you know, them shutting down businesses. They shut down businesses in our neighborhood all the time. There's bars that had shootings outside of it that they shut down. We know that to be the case. But it seems to me they're not willing to take that harsh stance when it comes to some of these white businesses in downtown Milwaukee that attract white crowds. They're not as ready to be able to shut down those businesses the same way they shut down these black-owned businesses. But that's a whole nother conversation that we got to deal with the fact that they're okay with shutting down black establishments, but when it comes to these white establishments, they hesitate. They definitely hesitate. But 833-212-1017 on the Truth Talking text line, DeAndre said, is Milwaukee getting it right? Not even close. Right now, leadership is playing a shell game. They're focusing on small impacts like regulating food vendors while the real issue of crime goes unaddressed. It's time to stop deflection. We don't have a taco problem. We have a public safety problem. I agree. That was very well said. Very, very well said. And again, for me, I just think this is a stupid idea, and I just want our leaders like Bob Bauman, who is the alderman in downtown Milwaukee, who pushed for this, I want him to approach this more strategically. Because we're going to look real stupid this summer when you still have loitering, when you still have fights, when you still have gunshots hanging out, when you still see ourselves on, when you see our city on social media and people acting a damn fool and not a food truck in sight. And then you realize, maybe it wasn't the food trucks. But 833-212-1017, we'll take our last call today. Katrina Milwaukee, what are your thoughts about the food trucks being banned in downtown Milwaukee after 10 p.m.?
Well, first off, Carl, I would like to say that I agree with everything that you have said. And in passing, about maybe last July, when the takeover took place in the downtown area. In passing, I actually talked to the mayor, and I requested. I said, "Mayor, why don't you close the bars down early?" And I got as response. I love my mayor. I think he's doing a great job. But like you said, there's no real tangible things that are going on. And then at the fire and police public meetings, please stop lying, because y'all have said more than twice that you guys were going to have police officers from other districts come, and I haven't seen it yet as a constituent. So there. Thank you.
Katrina, I appreciate your insight, and I appreciate you when you had an opportunity to talk to our mayor, Cavalier Johnson, and you addressed your concerns. And, you know, that's what you should do as constituents, and shout out to Chevy Johnson for taking a moment to listen to his constituents. That should be appreciated. But 833-212-1017. We come back on the other side. I'll share my final thoughts about what we can really do to curb some of this violence. And again, I don't have many of the answers, but I can tell you without a doubt that the food trucks, banning them, that shouldn't have any part of the solution. I'll finish up on the other side. Keep it locked. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Make sure y'all, like I said before, make sure y'all visit Gruber Law Offices if you or loved ones ever in an accident. One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. But we're talking about the fact that down on Water Street, obviously, in downtown Milwaukee, there have been issues with violence. There have been issues with just people being irresponsible on Water Street, where somebody was killed earlier this year on Water Street. And our politicians believe that they need to come up with a solution, and I agree with that. And one of the solutions they have is banning food trucks by 10 o'clock. Got to be done by 10 o'clock. I think that is as anti-business as it can be, and I think it's extremely lazy. As somebody said on the Truth Talking text line, that's the lowest hanging fruit. And so until you actually focus on how do we get people to stop acting this way on Water Street, or how do we avoid these crazy people from getting on Water Street, food trucks ain't going to stop that. And I think instead of taking money out of people's pockets, I think you should be focused on how can we make things safer and make people feel more comfortable. I don't understand why you can't put up fences and barriers that you can put up and take down on Water Street to have entry points where people have checkpoints to get in. Hell, I think you should be charging people to get into the district of Water Street. I don't see the issue with that. If you want to go out on Water Street and you got to pay $5 to get into that whole area and you don't want to do it, then fine. Don't come. Don't come. But I'll tell you one thing, to have a peace of mind, to know that when I go inside of this barrier, I ain't got to worry about being shot at. I ain't got to worry about people acting no damn fool. Well, people may act a fool still, but I ain't got to worry about being shot at. That makes me feel comfortable. Hell, I'm going my bachelor party next week. I'm going somewhere in a club I was going to go to. Oh, I was excited. And then it abruptly shut down. I said, what is this? Come to find out this weekend, somebody got shot at it. And I said, oh, no, that would have been a terrible thing. That stuff is scary. So, again, until they actually focus on getting rid of the real problem, they're going to have issues. The food trucks ain't the problem. It's the people. And by eliminating the food trucks, you're not actually stopping the problem. You're just making life worse for Americans. You're making life worse for people in Milwaukee. I'm telling y'all, that's anti-small business. And you wonder why people look at Democrats and say, oh, all Democrats like to do is tax people. All Democrats like to do is be anti-business. I see it. I see it. This was a dumb idea. But this has been Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm your host, Kyle Wallace, here on 1017 The Truth. What a week it has been so far. And I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to finish strong tomorrow. Got a lot of different options. There's some kids acting a fool around our community. There's some kids with Nerf guns. There's some kids playing paranoid activity. I don't even know. I think I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. Paranoid activity. That's what they call it. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But Truth Nation, thank y'all so much for chiming in on YouTube. You can always subscribe to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, a share, and a subscribe. You can always listen to YouTube by downloading the 1017 The Truth app. But coming up next is the Tory Lowe Show from 1-4 Truth Nation. I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Y'all have a beautiful rest of your Thursday. And I will talk to y'all tomorrow.